It's 16 minutes after 12. This is Ozarks at Large. Election day in Arkansas, even if just a primary, means thinking forward, which candidates will move on after the votes are tallied. It can also mean predictions. Yesterday afternoon, John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, dissected some of the more interesting races on the ballot this spring. Tonight, on our 7 o'clock edition, they'll examine the race for a seat on the state Supreme Court. This afternoon, they each pick legislative races to consider.
I'm interested in one prevailing question, and two legislative races represent it perfectly. They are Democratic primaries in the state's two most liberal districts. The one where I live in the Hillcrest area and surrounding, a woman, Tippi McCullough, against a fine young male candidate, Ross Nolan. There's not much difference between them on issues. They argue about which one is going to try to get the state to give up the local schools quicker, or they don't really argue, but there's no real difference. Is this the year of the woman, and are women fired up in them? Will they turn out more, and does that, and would the tie go to a woman, basically? In the other liberal district, which is the University of Arkansas, downtown Fayetteville, in that area, you have a classic, longtime veteran, progressive male politico, Mark Kenyon, off the city board or council, which they have up there, in the city governing group of Fayetteville. And then you have Nicole Clowney, who is a teacher of classics, Greek and Latin at the University of Arkansas, has a law degree, and got very active in the Moms Demand Action, which arose out of unchecked gun violence and also the Charlie Collins Guns on Campus bill. And she's active and a leader in that, and she's a very aggressive, hardworking, appealing candidate. So
Does the tie go to the woman?
Mm-hmm. If those two women don't win, then it's still there's no women's movement. There's inertia for old men.
That's a big assumption that you're leaping to there.
What assumption did I leap to?
Well, you just said if those two don't win, that there's no year of the woman.
It's not an assumption. It's a contingency. If both those women lose, then even in a liberal Democratic primary, women can't seem to get over a hump.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm watching those two. My thought is both of them win.
I'm going to be watching incumbents
in
the state legislature. Brian King versus Bob Ballinger is one that is, I think, been one for the ages up there in that neck of the woods. Brian King, the incumbent state senator, can his GOP state house challenger oust him? Over in northeast Arkansas, you got Linda Collins-Smith, similar lineup there in the state senate versus a young Republican, James Sturch, House member.
You've given a little bit of a short shrift to the drama in Brian King's situation. I mean, I think Brian King is a sort of a cowboy, ruggedly independent conservative, very conservative. Most vociferous opponent to Medicaid expansion you're going to find. He first said he wasn't going to run. Then Bob Ballinger, who is sort of a religious right, very conservative state representative, who was rising to, head of the Judiciary Committee, I think, on that side. He decides to go for the Senate, files, then Brian King gets back in. So you've got, in a very conservative area, in a very conservative part of the state, you've got two different kinds of conservatives. Ballinger may be a little more establishment than King. Most anybody is more establishment than King. And how does that ought to come down to base and geography, I would think. Have you assessed that? I mean, which one has more? I mean, King has run throughout the district and been elected. So,
and it's a big sprawling district. I think it stretches down to the interstate and goes all the way up into Green Forest, which is where he's from.
It's a fascinating collision of two kinds of
conservatives.
And
you have that in northeast Arkansas with Linda Collins-Smith and James Sturch, two very different types of Republican candidates.
But the other one is not also an incumbent. The one in North Arkansas pits two high-profile incumbent legislators. Both will be missed in Little Rock. Some will miss them, sadly. Some will miss one of them. Either one will be missed. Some will miss either one, sadly. Some will miss one of them, happily.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much it means, but it's an interesting dynamic.
Do you see what I did there? Was I put that topic out there on the table, and I let you go to town on it, because that's the way I work.
No.
Yes.
No, I don't.
He's John
Brummett.
You're
telling me is I took your race and
stole it from
you.
And offered your thoughts on it, and I think that's awesome.
I'm just trying to help the viewers understand some of the big stories tomorrow night. okay?
All right.
Even though a lot of people don't see this until later in the week, and our predictions...
They'll have to get on it early this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, our audience in Northwest Arkansas will hear this tomorrow at midday, so it will be uber timely.
Oh, dear.
On that, so
oh, dear.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything you want to take back
no.
real quick?
All right. No.
He's John Brummett with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Beth.
All right.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock is with our partner, Talk Business and Politics. There is more from their conversation at talkbusiness.net. Also there, more news from the worlds of Arkansas business and Arkansas politics. This is Ozarks at Large on your public radio station, 91.3 KUAF.